This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
85% of athletes have witnessed or experienced homophobic, transphobic or biphobic abuse. In 2014, the Out in the Field survey painted a shocking picture of a hostile national sporting environment, with almost half of gay and lesbian respondents reporting that they had been the direct target of verbal threats, bullying, violence, or exclusion from sport. Yet in the last 5 years, we've seen more inclusive sporting teams rise up around the country to create strong, equal, and inclusive environments for everyone to be able to play sport and be part of a team. On the weekend, The Informer's Dean Arcuri went to the Team Melbourne Sports Festival as part of Midsummer to speak to the different sporting groups and players and find out what makes inclusive teams so special for many in our communities.
I'm part of the AFL 9's Torpedoes. I wanted to be part of it because I love AFL and I love playing it, and I felt like non-contact sport was the way for me to go.
Have you always been loving sport, or is it something
It's something I've always followed and watched on TV. It's something I gave up when I came out, and then when I moved away from the town I grew up in, I realised there was more sporting clubs and opportunities for me in the CBD, so I started trying to find a team.
Why did you give it up when you came out?
Stigma and shame. With gay being used to demasculise men, I found it challenging to do such a masculine sport and then deal with my sexuality at the same time.
What was it like when you went to your first training?
It was just great to see other gay guys enjoying a sport that I was brought up to believe that gay guys didn't like. When you're growing up, you only see like one sort of gay, and it's sort of like this stereotype, and you look at it and you go, oh my god, I'm not Carson Kressley, what am I gonna do? The pros of being in part of an inclusive team is, you know, yeah, to just talk. You get to talk about gay things, normal things, everyday things, sport. All those things are really fun to talk about.
And you get to feel more accepted?
Oh, absolutely. You absolutely feel more accepted, and everyone's there for you, and there's sort of a kinship.
Oh, when I started, I was with Melbourne Spikers Volleyball Club. And I actually went down there because one of my friends started playing volleyball, so I actually went down just to watch her. But when I got there, it was very inclusive, like, and they offered me to play, let me play on their beginner's court because I wasn't a very good volleyballer, still not a very good volleyballer, if the truth be known. But it was really good because there's actually quite a few women there, and so that was 16 years ago.
So what was it? What is it about being a part of an inclusive team as opposed to another sporting team that made you want to keep being a part of it?
What's fantastic about it is that you can, you know, well, basically you can be yourself. You don't have to think about, you know, what you're going to say. You can, because there's such a big social side as well, you can actually be out with your partner. The conversations are different. It's just a more, I think, welcoming and easy environment to be in. Or that's what I found anyway. I particularly noticed it in the last 5 years. I know Team Melbourne have gone from like 10 clubs to 25 clubs. And we've also had quite a range of different sports. It's not just your traditional sports. One, I think social media has played a big part. And I think what we've always discovered is the more inclusive teams that actually go and support other teams as well, which is really, really big in the GBLTIQ community, is that they grow so quickly. So I think sports like roller derby, even, you know, gridiron, the tennis teams and so forth, they've just been exposed to a lot more. And the more exposure that our big clubs give some of the smaller clubs, the quicker they grow. What's been amazing since going around and speaking to a lot of the clubs or knowing a lot of clubs is not just that they're inclusive LGBTQ community is the, you know, straight community as well. They've got involved in supporting it as well. The biggest thing I have noticed is the huge growth in our clubs, and that's not just in members, but we haven't. It's almost been like we can't keep up with the amount of clubs wanting to come in. So I actually think it's the work done by our clubs, by our inclusive clubs, actually outside of our community, and I think that exposure has helped grow the inclusive clubs that we have.
What made you want to get involved with the Melbourne Miraculous?
It was a couple of years ago. There's some mates of mine who were interested in this, and I just thought this is going to be an awesome sport that is a bit more flexible than a team sport, because it's an individual sport. You can actually sort of learn and go at your own pace, and if you miss a week, it's not a big deal because you're not missing the goalie or the hooker or someone else. It's your learning development that suffers, but I found it so addictive. So
what made you want to become a part of an inclusive team instead of just joining a wrestling team?
I wouldn't have a problem playing really any sport. I've been playing sports all the way through my primary school and high school, and a little bit since then, but I just thought this really ticked the boxes of promoting gay sport in an inclusive environment that's really welcoming and really open, and gives us the opportunity to celebrate our whole personality, as opposed to keeping a little bit in the closet. It's definitely part of our mission, is to make sure that all are welcome. We don't care if you stand or sit, and which toilet you want to use, come along and wrestle. There's two people in the world. There's wrestlers and there's people who haven't wrestled yet.
So how long have you been a part of the Glam Heads?
I've been now for 9 years. So I joined up at Carnival 2010. At the time, I was probably more interested in improving my fitness a bit more, and saw some people that I thought would be a good group to meet and socialise with, and had some mutual interests, and the training sessions worked in with what I was looking for, and just kind of went from there.
Do you think there's something to be said for LGBTIQ people jumping on board with an inclusive team so they can feel more comfortable about what they're being a part of and doing?
I think it's kind of finding who you're comfortable with, and finding your own group, and finding people of the same interest. So probably in a way, yes, I do think so, yes.
So what's been, what have you loved being a part of with the Glamour Heads for the past 9 years?
The fitness, the swimming, being able to do amazing events, going overseas to big competitions, some of the lifelong friendships I've got from it, just everything the club has to offer, and you kind of, the more you put in, the more you get out of it. It's fantastic.
I'm Rogue, and I'm part of the Kingston City Rollers Roller Derby. I actually have been skating for years and years, since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. My dad was an ice hockey player, and wanted me to go into that, and I broke his heart and went to rollerblading instead, and then I found Kingston and I haven't looked back.
So what made you want to be a part of such an inclusive team?
We've all got the experience in Kingston. We're all a breakaway league. We've started from different leagues and come across and founded our own team because we all had the experience of walking into our home leagues and not being fully accepted. It's very clicky, especially when it started 5 years ago, because as you can imagine, it's a lot of strong personalities against each other. It was very much me for me, but we're trying to change that perceptive. We want everyone who comes to us to feel welcome. You know, we look up, we wave, we smile, we hug. Anyone who comes through the door is here. Your family. You're with us.
This is the spiel that we get every time we have rookie intake, because literally you speak to any member that is with us. We've all got that story.
Exie from South Sea had it. I had it from Rosebud. Bacon's come down from New South Wales. Same sort of thing. We want to play. We want to be part of a team. And here we are.
That was Dean Arcurie reporting from the Team Melbourne Sports Festival on the weekend.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.